Warning. Hashtag DDP Live is for an adult audience. Hashtag DDP Live may contain material that may be unsuitable for sensitive ears. If you are easily offended, run to your panic room now. Listener discretion is highly advised.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
DDP Live here in the Longbox.fm studios, brought to you, of course, and always by Riley's Brewing and our new sponsor, Genza Asian Bistro. Go check them out in the corner of Knees and Palm. They serve it all up there, the Asian Bistro, everything in their building, and, of course, delivery. Just check them out on the Facebook, socials, everything, Genza Asian Bistro. We just put out a show I want to bring attention to. The Central Valley Musician Series that we've been doing started it off a couple weeks ago with Stone Shiver. We brought in a band they performed with for their big album release, Call Me James. That is out there now for you guys to listen to. And any local bands who want to come in and get in that in-depth, very deep. I mean, we go deep with the bands. Check it out. Hit me up. Find me. We'll set up a date. Get you guys in here. So moving on, tonight's show. What I'm here to talk about. If you guys have been following my Facebook the last week or so, there's been some serious stuff going on behind the scenes here as far as shows that we're going to be doing and touching on. Big deals that are going to reverberate not only here in the city, but some statewide stuff. But before I get too deep into what's going on with that, a certain cease and desist letter and all that fun stuff, I do want to take mention to talk about a passing this week. Of course, everybody knows Chris Cornell of Soundgarden and so many other things, Audio Slave. He passed this last week, committed suicide, apparently. Word is possibly an overdose of sorts of medication that may have, you know, did something in the head. Of course, we don't know anything about it yet. I'm sure we'll get all the details soon. It may be more Prince-like than just straight-up suicide. Either way, we're talking about Chris Cornell. This was, at least for me, one of the founding stones of my growth. I mean, there was a point in my life I was headed down the road of being a hip-hop and rap fan, riding the bus every day to school until Nirvana and the grunge scene and all that. And, you know, never going to be able to see Nirvana. Soundgarden, I got to check out a couple years ago with Nine Inch Nails, an amazing show. I'm glad I was able to see that. I've seen Audio Slave, so at least I got to see this one. But still, a voice that I would say ranks up there with some of the best of vocalists for what he can do, the passion he brings, and really a big hole right there. It's not often someone dies that it, you know, they died. Things happen. But this one hurt a little bit. So, you know, shout out Chris Cornell, man. This sucks. So moving on to the main story that I want to talk about tonight. If you guys have been following my Facebook, you know that I've been talking about stuff. You know that you saw that I posted up a little something about a cease and desist letter. By the way, if you haven't followed me yet, follow me on Facebook, Dirty Dowdy, and Snap, Twitter, all of those things. I'm expanding out. I'm really getting into the Snap. Anyways, sitting at home the other day, I've been sick this last week, and I got a knock on the door, and this pretty little thing is out there with a orange envelope, and you know that envelope, you know what this is about to be, of course. So I was excited, especially with what I've been talking about recently with some people I'll get into here shortly. I kind of figured something was coming. I didn't know exactly what for. Well, it turns out my old company was bought out, and the new owners have sent out a cease and desist to me to, from what I understand from the letter, and it is posted on the website, basically never, ever talk to my clients or anything, any of that. So the cease and desist wasn't for what I thought I was going to get a cease and desist for yet. We'll see what happens next, unless I misread this whole thing. So here's how the story goes. I haven't been a part of this company for over a year now. Never signed an NDA. They just unceremoniously dumped me. Get into that in a minute. They, I haven't had anything to do with them, any dealings with them, but the bumper company, the owner of it, had been sick, and he finally died. The company got sold just a few weeks ago, and now apparently the owners of the original company are running scared because they're trying to get value back, because it's not just a straight-up sale. I guess they have a period of 6, 12 months in which the company that they sold to needs to make a certain amount of money for them to finish up the back end of their check. So they're running around scared, telling anyone that has any potential ways of bringing negativity either to the company by name or by going after clients. And they're throwing down the big bad dick through lawyer involvement. So, of course, they got the big ones, Dowling and Aaron, which, by the way, if you need anybody to go after little guys and big guys, anyone's, they'll be your corporate bulldog lawyer guys. Go hit them up, Dowling and Aaron. They're also at Palm and East. So when you check out Ginza Asian Bistro, go check them out, too. Tell them I said hi. Anyways, got the letter basically telling me to stop anything and everything I'm doing. That's it. It's not very detailed, so it's just funny. This is another case of big corporate white dudes that can start barking orders at anyone and everyone. And now I have not had anything to do with this company in well over a year, but they've taken the time and money. And what the funniest thing is on all of this, they probably spent at least $1,000 in lawyer fees to send these two letters, one certified and one by courier, to me to tell me to cease and desist the what, I don't know. Now, again, this could go to something deeper, and I'll touch on that a little bit later. Here's the fun thing, man. I really don't care about this company. I did have some issues. On the leaving, see, this is where the can of worms can open up. And I'm sure this is probably being listened to by some intern somewhere writing down the notes for what, this guy can get us in trouble because of, or we can get go after him for the $12 I have in my pocket. Good luck, guys. I'll give it to you. Just send your cute courier over to me and I'll hand her the money. Simple and easy thing, man. I was working for the company and I got sick. Valley fever went down. And in the process, I brought up workers' comp and saying that I needed to look into it. I had to look at it for my better self, but I'm a loyal guy. And so I told the company that this is what I was looking into and I needed to know what kind of damage could be done to them. They said that they got back to me within 24 hours and said, what damage could be done? I said, okay, I don't want to hurt the company. Again, I'm stupidly loyal. I said, cool. Can we figure something out to make it up? You know, like a raise or something that over a little bit of time, I can make up the costs that I'm spending anyways. They said, the owner of the company who's since died had said yes, that we can work something out when I get back. And I said, cool. That's all I needed to know. Didn't go forward with the workers' comp. Finally got cleared, come back to work. And then for 1 month, I was living under, loosely could be described, hostile work environment. The goal here was to make me as miserable as possible until I quit. Of course, I didn't. They let me go. I held off. I talked to a lawyer, but I didn't do anything because, again, the owner of the company, who I'm a close personal friend with, was ill and was dying, and I didn't want that to be his way out. So time passed. Early this year, he died. Moving on. But again, now the letter gets sent, and that just stirs up the, okay, how far do you want to go? Because not only do we have that, we have unpaid sales that I had made. I'm supposed to be getting paid a bunch of money for our commissions. That was never taken care of. There was a lot of labor things where I had worked past certain hours. I was supposed to be getting double and triple pay. They acknowledged it to me, but they never paid me. So labor board issues I can go into. There is, and not just myself, I've talked with many ex-employees because if I get legal letters, I got to start calling and talking to people. A lot of people who's really interested and pissed off who would really like to get involved in this, we're talking about religious discrimination. We're talking about sexual discrimination. Homosexuality was a big no-no, very frowned upon. There was some racism involved in it. Now I'm just saying from firsthand and experience and the problems. Now, we could have talked to HR, except HR was actually one of the biggest problems there. She was one of the leading issues in this company, and to this day, I believe still the one who's behind these letters coming at me. So unfortunately, the company who bought them out is throwing out, not only to me, I've heard the cease and desist has been sent to others. They may not know what bear they're poking by doing this. And here's the funny thing. It's a non-compete clause that I think that they're talking about. Well, it's California, and that's illegal. Okay, I did sign one when I got the job initially, but in California, it's illegal. And it's one of those things like saying, well, these are our clients, so we call dibs. No one can ever touch them again. That's not how it works. If you want to keep your clients, you be good. You do a good job. And unfortunately, the company, from what I understand, had not been doing a good job, so they may lose the clients just because. But to go and spend the money and to go threaten and scare small nobodies, just employees. And for me, I'm not even an IT guy. I'm just a stupid construction dude. But throwing the big legal dick around. Now, I've talked to a lawyer, and I found out exactly where I can get in trouble here. I can't, because I haven't done anything wrong. All I'm going to have to do is spend some money to pay a lawyer for when they finally sue me to look at it and go, no, you're fine. I'll represent you in court. We do this $450 later after a judge dismisses. I'm off the hook. I lost some money. That was their vengeful F you to me because they're licking their wounds. I would suggest the company that did the purchase maybe look into or be concerned about some of these stuff. Now, there's another aspect to all this which I cannot, unfortunately, get into tonight because this leads into my next show. We do have a show coming up. Now, this is a lot more legally involved, and this is why I thought the cease and desist came initially. And if this is what that cease and desist is about, ignore everything I just said, because this is going to be fun. We're going to be talking here the very next hashtag DDP Live that comes up. We've got a couple of politicians coming in. We're going to be talking about fraud. We're going to be talking about things that affect you guys here in the city, here in the state. And we have some calls to action, what you can do to help out. A massive thing that is definitely going to have a ripple effect here once it comes out. But again, all the pieces have to be right and in play. Now, if you follow my Facebook, you might be able to search back a little bit. You might have an understanding or an idea what we're talking about. Maybe I'm just hinting and teasing. Either way, I promise all the names and everything will come out. We just have to get it all cleared. Again, the legal. I'll say and do anything I want to say here and there, but there are certain things that we have to wait for the okay from the law to give us the okay to go. So that's coming up on the next hashtag DDP Live. In the meantime, I mean, do whatever you want to do. Share, tell people. You know, sometimes some companies that show this type of attitude maybe aren't the companies that should be doing business with you. I don't know. I mean, don't Yelp anything. Don't do anything like that. Don't go onto anybody's Facebook pages. Don't be crazy stalker, but do definitely go to Dowling and Aaron. Check them out for anything you guys need when it comes to your legal fees, your legal services, and whoever you need to scare the bejesus out of, because they will do it up, and they send a cutie. You should just sue yourself just to see who she is. Honestly. That's it for me tonight, man. I'm feeling spicy, but I got the boy to go hang out with, at least while I legally can. I'm waiting to see if they sue me for that next. That's it for me, Dowdy, here tonight. Guys, thanks. Find me, again, all things social media, Dirty Dowdy. Subscribe, especially if you want to see what comes up next. I'm promising it'll be worth it. I'm sorry for the tease. I just legally cannot throw it all out there yet. Tonight, I try to give you at least a little something to hold you off. That's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Word. DDP Live on Longbox.fm. The opinions expressed on hashtag DDP Live aren't necessarily those of staff, management, or sponsors of Longbox.fm. If you have been offended in any way during this presentation, you should have turned it off long ago. Hashtag DDP Live is a presentation of Longbox.fm.